Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to My Songs Suck, the show where we listen to bad songs from good writers. I'm Alex Smith and I'm a musician.
I'm James Keogh and I'm the friend of a musician. Let's get started.
And welcome to episode 11. This is a call-out post for Peter Garrett.
Oh, dang it, Pete. You thought you could get away with it, sneaky guy.
I'm Alex Smith.
I'm James Keogh.
And this one, just dunking on Peter Garrett. That's the whole song. That's it. You don't even need to listen to it.
No, guys. And I hope you don't. Because this one... Okay. This is a song called White Night Falling.
Yes.
And it is unashamedly about the fall of Peter Garrett.
Yeah, it sounds like we're memeing. This is just this about is Peter Garrett and how he was once good and now he's not. In 2009.
Yeah, 2009. Gosh, should we pull out the tooth?
Yeah, I think just jump into this
jump
one.
Jump in and so that we can have it done and get it over with.
Yeah.
This is White Night Falling.
About our environmental white knight, Peter Garrett, and the fact that he's completely sold out. It used to be that you couldn't sleep while our beds were burning at night, but you must have new flame retardant pajamas, 'cause you seem to be doing alright. Peter Garrett, you went back on your word. You used to be the voice of those unheard. Do you remember the time when you sung about asbestos? And do you remember the time when you song about my name? But that was before you sold your soul to Satan. A time when it didn't cross your mind that selling the Great Barrier Reef was fine. But I guess things have changed because you approved a uranium mine. You used to know what your beliefs were, but you strayed from the path. All you got now is a pocket of cash and a bleeding heart. Peter Garrett, you went back on your word. You used to be the voice of those unheard. Do you remember the time when you promised not to be a politician? It never was a written law. name of the things that you did led us to assume you wouldn't be one.
Get dunked on, Peter Garrett. He'll never come back from that one.
What the fuck was that? Why the fuck did that happen? It was such a precise stab at one person.
Yes. One person who you named. Like, not even shrouding it in anything.
I the whole time, all I could, all I have is just that kind of like, what kind of face? Yeah. That's all I had.
What did Peter Garrett do to you?
Well, I that's what I thought. I was like, what the fuck? But here's my thinking.
Uh-huh.
I reference one thing in this song that he does. He approves a uranium mine. Which is true, because in 2009, Peter Garrett was a part of Labour, I think. He was the environmental minister, I think, at the time. And I think he gave the go-ahead for 4 miles, which is the name of a uranium mine. But he insisted that it was fine environmentally. Oh, I think my beef was that he sold off Great Barrier Reef.
You mentioned the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah. This was an assignment for Music Extension.
Oh, okay.
And I think now, because what I wrote was an Australian protest song.
Sure.
And that's all I got.
I mean, maybe... Were you a very passionate political person in high school?
I wasn't.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't know why I chose to write a protest song and then just went into the wilderness and found something to care about. Because I don't care. I mean, I do care about people selling off the Great Barrier Reef.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
No, but like I think you care about that more now than you would have maybe.
As a voter.
Yeah, exactly. As a person who, you know, has a vested interest in these issues.
Such an...
Strange.
I'm sure I made sense at the time. Well, I did well in Music Extension.
It certainly sounds like Midnight Oil.
Thank you.
I mean, it is in the style of Midnight Oil. You can tell.
I take that as a compliment.
Absolutely.
Because that's what I was going to say. I think I analyzed it quite effectively.
Yeah. When we did an English assignment, it was about... So we did an English assignment about... I think overall it was about music videos.
Yeah.
And... we were shown I think it was the Beds Are Burning music video.
Yeah.
Where Peter Garrett's doing his dance moves where he's got his hands above his head and he's just sort of bobbling along.
That would be Beds Are Burning.
Beds Are Burning, yeah.
I think, yeah.
And that became the fucking biggest meme of grade 9. Anytime there's like music playing, we're all just doing the Peter Garrett. Okay, so it was 2009.
Yes.
Peter Garrett's with Labour? Because I know of... politician Peter Garrett with the Greens.
I Wikipedia'd it before I came here, so he could be wrong.
I mean, like, you'd probably have more knowledge than I did, having done any research, but I thought that
we forwarded
he went
to Zane with our looks.
Yeah, Zane's off to do live corrections because neither of us are particularly good at politics.
I found out the name of the mine. I'm pretty proud of
that's
my research.
That's true. I do wonder what the ecological impact of that uranium mine would have been. Because, like, he was very passionate about the environment.
Well,
it still is.
That's my big beef with this song.
Sure. That he's given up his...
he hasn't. It's such a naive take to assume that by becoming a politician, you're automatically evil.
Right. Yeah.
Because people who want to make a change in the world often become politicians
to
enact that change.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So I think, young Alex sort of associated politics... with just like greedy, evil people.
I mean, I guess if he sold off the Barrier Reef for a mine, that's kind of going back on his morals.
If that was true, we don't even know if that's true.
I mean, he approved the mine.
That's true. We do know that's true. It's in the song.
Yeah. So you know it's legit.
That's in black and white. What wasn't in black and white is Peter Garrett's unspoken promise that he would never ever go into politics. He didn't say it.
And that was a written law. But the things you did led us to assume that you wouldn't become a politician. Yeah. I guess we shouldn't have assumed.
All those political songs you were doing, all those opinion-charged songs, obviously not a political person.
It's weird that I studied so much about Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
I didn't study about protest songs.
Yeah.
Odd. Because these are not the words that you have in a protest. I think I just thought it was like just shit talking someone.
And it's funny because like your other songs have such good, well, I mean, you know, nowadays and to a certain extent earlier days, have these good sort of making a point through, you know, metaphors and stuff.
This is just a diss track.
Here, where in protest, you typically have, you know, beds are burning, you know, you're saying all this stuff that is metaphorical.
Yeah.
It's just none of that. I have a live update.
Oh, yes?
He was Australian Labor Party member of the House of Reps for the seat of Kingsford Smith from October 2004 to August 2013, after the Labor Party won the 2007 election. Hashtag Kevin07. Garrett was appointed Minister for the Environment, Heritage and the Arts. Garrett supported Gillard in 2013. And then immediately announced that he resigned his ministerial commission. And then a few days later announced that he would not seek re-election. So was he ever in the Greens? Oh, damn. I think I always thought because he's so environmentally conscious that he was in the Greens.
The Mandela effect.
That's it.
Wild. He just got in, approved a mine, and got out.
That's all he did.
There are so many problems with this song. Also, I should make it clear, I have no strong feelings towards Peter Garrett.
Yeah.
Pete, if you're listening, hi.
Come on the show.
Yeah, come on the show. We'll have you on. You're a musician. Come on the show.
Yeah, far out. We'll listen to an old Midnight Oil song, and then...
I have.
Did Midnight Oil, they did a reunion tour recently.
Probably.
I think. And it went around the globe.
Yeah. I should make it clear, I have no residual feelings. And I would say, judging on my academic history recently, I probably didn't have any strong feelings at the time either. I think I was getting assessed. And I think it was important for that assessment that I had to have a strong feeling.
I think this makes a lot more sense in the context of it being a thing that you had to do for an assignment.
Yeah.
Why did it make it onto the album?
I think, because musically it's really sophisticated.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like the way that the rhythms lock into each other.
Yeah.
Like the bass line is doing this dim, dim, bim, 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 and then it's like locking into the drums. Yeah. And like, it's just really mechanic. It's like if you opened up the face of a watch and you saw the little cogs.
Sure.
It's got that kind of thing going on.
No, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of cool little bits. I think there's this little like thing that plays before the first chorus where I was like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I think it's that.
That is a reference to bam, bam, bam. How do we sleep? That's
nice.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, they have instrumental breaks.
That's cool.
I broke it down to like shout choruses, 80s vibes, kind of shimmery guitar, instrumental bits.
Yeah.
Like a chugging kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a good like breakdown of what that song is or what their style is at its core. Midnight Oil still touring. I think they came back recently. They have 2019 tour dates.
Wild.
Do you want to go see Midnight Oil?
I would love to say yeah for the podcast, but I can't even pretend. I don't want to watch Midnight Oil.
Fair enough. Sorry.
I'm sure if you love Midnight Oil, that's good for you.
I remember, so last year, I think, is when they were doing their big sort of reunion-y thing.
Yeah.
They might have still been making music before then up until 2018, but they announced a tour, and then, like, they would all the fucking openers were killer acts.
Yeah.
Because I guess, like, they're Midnight Oil, right?
Yeah.
So, like, they would go on around Australia or the world or something and just, like, killing it with these supporting artists. Nice. And that's all I remember from that tour. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So there you go. Maybe they'll be supported by someone you do want to see. And you'll go for them, not Midnight Oil.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
I enjoy how much this song is such a slice of 2009, both in like the thing I'm talking about, but also just my ignorance.
Yeah.
So ignorant. The fact that I'm like, you used to say that you couldn't sleep while our beds were burning at night, but you must have new flame retardant pajamas because you seem to be doing all right. That song was not about like the Great Barrier Reef or anything. It was about returning land.
Yeah.
To, like the original owners. Like, oh, I mean, I guess selling the Great Barrier Reef is taking land from the original
sure, owners. Sure.
But like,
but that was not like relevant to
yeah, like, it was,
what the actual song was about.
It was so obviously just like, this is a song you sang.
Yeah.
Rather than like, I know what this song is about.
Or maybe you had a good slam. Like, because I feel like the flame retardant pajamas, that's a good slam.
That's the thing. I didn't know whether it was a good lyric. That's one of my notes. Yeah. I don't know whether flame retardant pajamas is a good slam. Because I don't think any good song has the tame, you must have new flame retardant pajamas.
That is true. It's a bit like, it's bulky on the mouth.
Yeah. I think just talking about pajamas
yeah.
in a song isn't cool.
It's not cool.
At like a song that sets it up as like a diss track. It's like, well, yeah. I guess you must have new flame retardant pajamas then.
Yeah. Like, just scrambling in your mind for like yeah. how to come back for that.
But it is such a good, like, how would you be able to sleep in a bed that yeah. was burning?
Yeah.
Fireproof pajamas. It checks out.
If you said fireproof pajamas, it'd be a bit, much better line.
True. I don't know why I went with flame retardant. Because like,
maybe for syllabic, you know, flow.
You must have new fireproof pajamas. Nah.
Got a kick.
Probably won't.
We'll workshop
it. Put that one on the new album.
We'll workshop it. You must have ice
pajamas. Fuck. The worst. Zane's giving us a look. Are we doing something wrong? Cool.
We're just talking too much about flame retardant pajamas.
Fair. That's fair. We are definitely doing that.
Oh, man. What do you have your sort of good, bad, and
okay.
the ugly?
I do. So, good. It has some focus, which upon listening is wild because it is so much focus about Peter Garrett specifically.
It has a singular focus.
One focus. And the thing is, it's not even a focus on Peter Garrett. It's you approved this uranium mine. That's
yeah.
the only evidence I have in the whole thing that you've given up all your morals.
Yeah.
You approved this one thing that I know about. I so clearly don't know anything
yeah,
else about
that
you.
Could be in, like, fine environmentally, but we don't know.
Yeah. I don't even know enough about uranium mines
no.
to comment on it now.
Exactly. Me neither.
Like, maybe it is terrible for the environment.
I'm looking up uranium mines.
I mean, it doesn't sound like a good thing. And like,
but you just hear the word uranium.
Yeah. But I do think it was the Great Barrier Reef thing.
Topical,
yeah. I might add, given what with Adani and everything.
Sure, sure. No, absolutely.
That's a divisive issue in Australia.
This is a song that is relevant, as relevant now than
I know,
it was
right?
in 2009.
I'm going to re-release it. Remaster it. Peter Garrett, fuck you. Save the Great Barrier Reef. That's what this song's about.
Okay.
That was a meme. I have no strong feelings about Peter Garrett.
I'm looking up, I literally Googled uranium mine.
Yeah.
And I can't read this much information while also doing a podcast.
Well, I'll say my good then.
Okay, good.
I actually enjoy the chords a lot. I really, really enjoy the pre-chorus, which is the, that's not the pre-chorus, but the one where it's like, do you remember the time when you sung about asbestos?
Yeah.
I really like that.
Asbestos is another one of those words where I just don't think you can sing about it and have it
yeah.
be cool in the line.
He didn't even sing about, I don't think he even said asbestos in the song where he sings about asbestos.
Yeah. Because he's good at writing songs.
I never sing about motherfucking asbestos because you know that Peter Garrett is the bestest.
That's a line from the, we actually used just a clip from
yeah.
the song that was just that.
Try to front me and I'm going to write the best diss track you ever heard.
Ooh,
I'm going not going to do that shit.
Peter.
decent guitar playing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, that's all I got. Much more sophisticated. This is a very well-arranged song for young Alex with a good song structure. That's it for the good.
Okay.
Just like, what the fuck am I talking about? Hating on Peter Garrett, you went back on your word? Like, and then the fact that such big claims.
Here we go.
The fact that he's completely sold out.
Yeah.
He sold your soul to Satan.
Satan.
Like, what the fuck? Bad MIDI horns.
Yep.
Some mixing stuff is gross. the vocals are flat, and I don't know if Flame Retardant Pajamas are a good lyric or a bad one. Because it is clever, but it's also dumb as shit.
You're right.
Is what I've written.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of clever things that are very dumb.
That's true. That's true. What was my beef with my Peter Garrett? I don't like that I copy-pasted the guitar instrumental, but I think I probably took a million takes to get it, yeah. And I probably didn't want to play it again. Bleeding Heart. All you have now is a pocket of cash and a bleeding heart. Bleeding heart is what a right-wing person would say to a left-wing person about caring about the environment. Why would he have a bleeding heart after doing a thing that wasn't good for the environment?
Interesting.
I mean, if I was going to give myself way too much credit, maybe it's like you had a bleeding heart before and now you only have your bleeding heart.
Sure. Yeah, go with that. I don't know.
Maybe I give myself not enough credit.
Maybe you need to give yourself more credit.
And Neutral. What about? Yeah. Oh, originally this song was entirely, you know, the our beds are burning at night. That voice.
Yes.
The entire song was in that voice.
Oh.
Yeah. And I showed my a good cringe from Zane. And I showed my music teacher, and she was like, "Nah, don't do that. Like, do it again, but like, don't do that."
Good.
And I was like, okay, Miss TJ. Although I'm terrible at accepting feedback, so I probably would have been like, it's not going to be as good now. And I'll keep it at the start.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, it's so bad. But also... Beds Are Burning is sung badly.
I have not listened to that song in a long while.
I know that not all song... The purpose of every song is... Oh, because I did the research as well, of course. The purpose of his music is not to be...
Poppy
and enjoyable. You're supposed to listen and be like, oh, I can't get lost in the message of this. I can't get lost in the melody of this. I'm going to listen to the message.
Sure.
So, Greg Brechtin.
Yes.
That sounds like something someone would say if they couldn't sing very well. I've always found. But I can understand the mindset behind it. It's the same thing as punk music.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it sounds good because what we're saying is important.
Exactly. And... But Beds Are Burning, still a bit of an earworm.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's still, like, the verses aren't the earworms.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Yeah.
the chorus where they're singing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
A really interesting thing is that I think, I got to think about what to phrase it. Because apparently Midnight Oil, famously, their fan base were a lot of like, people who did not hold the values that they held.
Oh, I see.
Often quite opposing values, and they hated it. And, you know, they were trying to push these like progressive messages.
Yeah.
People weren't actually, you know,
the message.
Yeah, they were like, you know, racists, I guess.
Sure. Yeah.
And that's just the thing I've heard. I could be completely wrong, but I feel like that was a true thing.
I mean, like, you know, rather than the extremists of like, they were probably racist, or at the very least, like, you know, They were just listening to it for music's sake, probably.
Well, I mean, like Nirvana had the same issue. They wrote that song, and they had that thing on the spine that was just like, if you're racist or sexist, like, we hate you. We don't care if you like our music, like, get out. Which seems to be a problem that people have. But that baffles me so much for this one, because musically, it's not enjoyable. So, like, I can understand being like, oh, yeah, I love, you know, like, oh, Taylor Swift, but, oh, I didn't realize she was talking about this because the melody's so good. Who's listening to Midnight Oil and not focusing on the words and just being like, I fucking love this jam? You know, I'm sure there are people who are, and I'm sure they're going to have strong opinions about this podcast, but like, I don't make a damn cent from this shit. So I don't fucking care, if I'm being perfectly honest.
No, yeah, please.
And I'm allowed to like my music tastes, and you're allowed to like your music tastes. And that's all I got to say on that.
Nice.
I don't like Midnight Oil.
You don't like Midnight Oil? No, that's okay. Allowed to not like Midnight Oil.
I'm sure I'll get anxious about this and cut it, but like, who fucking cares?
Can't wait. I can't wait for that.
Sorry.
This song.
Yep.
Gosh. What? I feel like... So why a white knight?
Well, we talked about like the white knight riding in to save the day.
Right. Sure, but there's no sort of... I don't know. The connotations of a white knight now are not the connotations of are not what you meant.
I mean, I think I meant that. You know, like on the internet, when it'd be like, "Oh, some white knight riding in to save this person."
Yeah.
And I think it was the connotations before that. What a white knight meant. Because I was like,
yeah,
it would be like
why
the
not
hero.
In earnest.
Yeah, in earnest. Yeah, like the hero to save the day, and you know now he's fallen.
Sure, fallen from grace. He's a politician. How dare he?
What a stupid song. I like it because when I was listening to this, I was like, I don't think this episode is really going to hurt anybody. I think it's just a dumb song. But I got so heated.
You got so heated about Midnight Oil.
Some things I don't understand.
Why and people like Midnight Oil?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, I feel like that's another thing of like you've got the ear, right? Like people don't notice when vocal quality is bad.
I also didn't grow up in Australia.
That's true also. Yeah, that's a cult. It's a cult. Like we, you know, it's probably just a cultural thing.
I mean, probably. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of happy childhood memories associated with listening to Midnight Oil.
And like, yeah, I don't know. I feel like you can listen to anything. Like, you know, fucking metal. You could be like, oh, how can anyone like this when it's just screaming?
Oh, true. Yeah. Like, that takes me back to music history where we learned about it's the way that you listen to music and like, you got to, you know, people enjoy certain subgenres of music because they know how to listen to it. And if you don't know how to listen to it, you can't see it.
Exactly.
I should point out, the choruses are often great.
Yeah.
I just don't like the verses.
Fair enough. But there you go. People listen to it differently.
I like that you can hear the shadowy ghost of anxiety behind me just slowly placing his hand on my shoulder as the episode goes on.
Just trying to console you on this one. It's fine.
I stand by it. Fuck him. Yeah. All right. Next one. Next point.
Why does Peter Garrett...
Yeah.
All he's got now is a pocket of cash.
Yeah.
Does he?
I don't know.
Peter Garrett known
personally,
for being rich? Is he?
Like, I guess my implication was like, oh, he sold off the Great Barrier Reef for the mine. And he personally
pocketed all
the
that
money. I don't know what the fuck I was doing. I was so proud of this one as well. Because I was like, I finally wrote about something that matters.
That means something.
Yeah, I'm doing something. But
you're
like
changing the world.
You can't just say shit and have it be important.
Yeah.
Like you can't just have an opinion without any research. You can't just be like, you need to have an opinion on this and then Google what's Peter Garrett doing.
Yeah.
And then be like, fuck Peter Garrett and everything he's ever done. Such a naive fucking young man. Fucking young man.
It's such a face value take.
I'm out of notes.
Honestly, so have I.
Is this just a short one?
I think it's a short one.
A white hot blaze of fury.
I think we just go, wow, we really picked on Peter Garrett. And then just like, that's it. That's the episode.
I'm impressed and surprised at myself because I was just like, man, this guy really randomly hated Peter Garrett for no reason. But maybe I have some residual feelings.
Maybe you do hate Peter Garrett.
Maybe I do hate
Maybe
Peter
you don't
Garrett.
Hate politician Peter Garrett.
Maybe you hate Peter Garrett.
Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil. You hated him when he was the White Knight.
Fuck. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe am I climate change? Fuck.
Okay. Hey, everyone.
Yeah.
Alex Smith does not like Midnight Oil, but that's okay if you like Midnight Oil.
Yeah.
Because as we discussed, people like things for different reasons.
Yeah.
And Alex knows that if you like Midnight Oil, you're not a bad person.
That is a very accurate statement.
There you go. I fixed your anxiety. You're welcome for that, because I did that by myself.
Thank you.
All your anxiety is gone.
I wouldn't have been able to fix it myself, to be honest. That's I would have true. Just been digging. I've seen a lot of podcast reviews, Murder in the Land of Oz, who are doing incredibly well, but they, for some reason, get slammed with like 1% of reviews are just real mean for no reason. And one of them is that... sometimes they yell too loud when they laugh. So if that person listens to this podcast, they're going to be like, you were loud. And
all
now
the
I've
time.
I find it wild when people review like, I unsubscribed just then because of that. Like, all right.
Oh, wow. Also, why don't you like laughter?
Yeah. What is, you
like, what's
villain.
Wrong with laughter?
You Disney villain.
They laughed too much. A beautiful baby, but his smile. Too wide. No, go favorably review Murder in the Land of Oz, please.
Yeah, please do.
Cancel out those bad people.
They're wonderful people.
Great show.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like We're just sort of riffing because we don't want to have it end so quickly.
I guess. I mean, do we have anything? Oh, how would we fix it?
Oh, okay. Here
that's
we go.
That's the thing.
fireproof pajamas. And that's the episode, everybody.
Fair. Why fireproof?
No. I'm just calling back to when we were talking about
sorry.
Flame retardant.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, fireproof.
Sorry. That was me. But how would we fix it?
Fireproof pajamas. No,
true.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
I think obviously Paula Sharp or the music. I don't think change the music.
I think yeah. Keep the music. Change everything else.
Is it still a protest song? Because
all right.
Do I try to steer away from the Midnight Oil pastiche?
I think if you were gonna do a protest song now,
yes.
What would you want to protest about?
Ooh, I mean,
what gets you heated?
I mean, if I'm going to throw out a hot opinion.
Oh,
right
yeah.
On the air,
I don't want to put you on the spot of just like being divisive.
I mean, I'm not a fan of
do
like...
Do a gimme. What's the one that everyone could get behind? Let's make the most get behindable protest song of all time. What's an opinion you have you think everyone's going to agree with you on?
I mean, I was going to say an opinion I have. I didn't know if it would be divisive. I mean, it would definitely be divisive. I didn't know whether you didn't want to have a divisive opinion.
Let's do one. Okay, no. Let's make it into a game.
All right.
What is the most appealing protest song of all time?
Climate change. We should save the planet.
Let's save the planet.
Yeah.
Then that's in line with our people we're honoring, which is Midnight Oil. They care about climate change.
Yeah.
They cared about climate change.
They did. Yeah. But the Great Barrier Reef, what was that? But then
Peter Garrett sold his soul to Satan.
He was Satan.
He's got a bucket for the cash now.
Peter Garrett went to Satan. Yeah.
Sold his soul.
And now Satan has Peter Garrett's soul.
Oh.
If you go to hell and you'll be like, hey, what's that? In the proof, Tony Stark has a hot glass cube. And you'll be like, that's Peter Garrett's soul.
Wow.
Like, wow, I can't believe that Peter Garrett's soul was the chess piece from Iron Man.
Yeah. And I'm like, can I touch it? Satan would be like, no.
It's mint. It's mint condition.
It's mint condition.
That's why you're in hell, because you touch shit.
Yeah. Stop touching all my shit.
Yeah. Fucking at the museum. Yeah. Fingerprints all over the shit.
Ugh. They come to life at night and they judge you.
Yeah, and Ben Stiller's there.
They don't like being touched.
No, not many people do, if I'm being perfectly honest. I don't enjoy. Here's the thing, if we're ever at a gig, I love you to bits. Please don't touch me without my knowledge.
That's
a lot
very
of people
fair.
Do.
Really?
Yes, a lot of people like to touch
guys,
me.
Guys, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Should we cut this?
Let's do a protest song about that.
Please don't touch me. A Your Man Alex Smith song.
Okay.
It is a thing I feel strongly about. You wouldn't touch a random stranger. A lot of people, like, I want to make, I'm fine to hug people.
Yeah.
But just let me know it's about to happen.
Exactly.
So many people drape their arms around me from behind. And I'm like,
that
I
ain't
hate everything
yeah, no,
about
that ain't
this.
On.
And you think it's fine, but it isn't. I don't think we can use any of this.
No, I love this.
All right.
Do you think, what would you have it be about?
Well, that's where it gets tricky because I feel like if we're keeping the music, would we be improving it so that it sounds more like Midnight Oil? Because it's definitely trying to sound like Midnight Oil.
No, yeah. I feel like I just dropped a Malteser. Oh, no. Cancel the podcast. I just dropped a Malteser.
Fuck.
No, I feel like we would want to go away from Midnight Oil. I feel like we don't want to look like we're derivative of Midnight Oil.
Hmm. Well, that's a tricky one because I'm not 100% sure what it would sound like then.
Yeah, that's true.
That being said, I think that if I just released this and didn't make any mention to Midnight Oil, they might not. Like, if you heard this without knowing Midnight Oil in the back of your mind, would you think Midnight Oil?
Maybe not. No, probably not.
Zane?
Zane would.
Zane's
none. Zane's a big Midnight Oil fan.
Oh, yeah, Zane, are you a fan of Midnight Oil? He's indifferent.
He's ambivalent towards Midnight Oil.
I want to say that's how I feel, but I think I don't.
You are in the negative.
I think I have bad feelings. Yeah.
I like Peter Garrett as a person.
I'm about what they're about. Every song they put out, I agree with the message. It's a bold claim. I don't know every song they put out. But like, you know, the big ones.
Yeah. I mean, their track, Let's Kill All the Dogs. I didn't really agree with that one. I'll admit.
If I'm being perfectly honest, yeah. That was a shonky one.
A rare low for Midnight Oil. Let's kill all the dogs.
Swing
I don't know why they They went for that one.
I thought they were going to turn it around.
No, and it just, twist never came.
It was just about
and then
dogs.
There was like a bit where they just like listed the different breeds of dogs and then said, kill them. So it was just like, Labradors, kill them. Rottweilers, kill them. It was bad, I think. Bad musically and a bad message. Zane says it's a Wiggle song.
I think if we were to redo this, I'd try and take some of the 80s sheen off it, which I think is a lot of what makes it Midnight Oil. And what would we write about if not a protest song?
We'll have to workshop it.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. If you want us to remake this song, then you can vote for it.
Could you imagine if people were just like, yeah, remake it and use all the words?
Well, that's the agreement, though, because we have to pick whether we like remake it word for word or not. I don't know. I think this season is going to be not fun for me. I think this whole season, this was just a real bad year for Alex. I was just a real shit. And I totally umbrella claim without listening to the other songs in 10 years. I feel like I mellow out after this album. I don't know why I think that. I think because I started experiencing new things. But I don't know. I think this is just
this is a rough patch.
Bad year for Wymas.
This is your Let's Kill All the Dogs.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I feel... What would be my Let's Kill All the Dogs? So far, I feel like it's Romance at the Ski Inn.
Oh, yeah.
But there is a... The song that a year ago when I pitched the Zane that I'm most scared of is Another World.
Oh.
I'm the most scared of that song.
I've heard legend of that song.
I feel like I feel better once we get past it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it keeps me up at night at the moment.
Is that your Let's Kill All the Dogs?
I think it's my Let's Kill All the Dogs. Oh. Fuck, man.
Oh, man. Peter Garrett has big dad energy.
I feel like... That is a sign that we are rambling. I think of the person who is washing the dishes or who is like, they can only listen at 10 minutes at a time on the bus. And we just fuck them around with all this shit. We're not big enough to have reviewers who pick us up for this shit, but we need to be prepared for when they arrive.
It's fair.
So I think we've reached a good point where we can put a neat little bow on this.
Okay. I'm going to just quickly glance at petergarrett.com.au.
Okay.
See what's up there. The bio for Peter Garrett.
Should we send a tweet to Peter Garrett?
Oh,
just saying the word sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Zane's nodding.
Here we go. Let's end on this. The first sentence of Peter Garrett's bio.
Yes.
Which is a lot. It's a many paragraph bio.
He's lived a life, James.
That man has lived a life, no doubt. Peter Garrett is a blank. What do you think Peter Garrett is self-described as?
Is this Wikipedia or Peter Garrett's own
page?
This
is Peter Garrett's own website.
Activist.
Ooh. Longtime advocate and campaigner on a range of local and global issues.
I was close.
You were close. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Do you want to... What's the scoff for?
I just can't believe we're just like, well, that's all we have time. That's where we're ending?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
I thought we were going to get more out of Peter Garrett's bio, I'll admit. I thought there was more to it. It's very boring.
I should say once again, no beef with Peter Garrett. I'm sure he's fine. I'd like, if I met him, I'd be civil.
He seems really nice to meet. He seems like a good guy. The Oils.
Always welcome on the show.
Quote unquote Oils. Are renowned for their fierce independent stance and active support of the rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and protection of the environment.
I love you, my friend. When it comes to the point where we are reading a webpage on the podcast, I think that's when we should.
Peter Garrett was appointed the youngest ever president of the Australian Conservative Foundation.
And I regret that.
I gave you an out.
You did.
I gave you an out.
I'm bringing it back. I put it in a Ziploc bag and now it's still fresh. I'm bringing it back. Here's the out. Here it is. Now we're going to end.
Do you want to plug anything?
Not this week. This has been fun. I've been Alex Smith.
Well, you didn't ask if I have to plug anything.
Do you have anything to plug?
In 2015, Peter Garrett's best-selling memoir, Big Blue Sky, was published, described as something much greater than a political autobiography. My name's James Keogh.
Okay. This next song is Little Automaton. It's another song that was kind of a protest song. about the government.
2007 to 2010. Environment, heritage, and the arts. This is in the achievement section.
Facilities. Our walls expand so far into the distance, it's like they're not even there. Say hello to a world you never asked to enter, ain't it great? Now you're here, we should mention all the ways that you can pull your weight. Your value is directly linked to how much service you can give to us. Did you think that we'd really give you all this freedom if it didn't come with a cost? Now march, my little automaton.
fair. We're back.
We're back, everybody.
We got plugged back in.
Hey, everybody. Because I read the next, the literal next segment of Peter Garrett's website, which is pretty much a word-for-word rebuttal to Alex's song.
Just like everything I said. And I think it's really important, considering that we I slammed Peter Garrett so hard without any research and didn't do any research in the following 10 years.
Yeah.
And just kind of bumbled along like, he was good. He actually did quite a lot, and I think it's only fair for both sides of the argument, quotation marks, that you read some of the stuff he did.
So between 2007 to 2010, and this, I'm just going to you can pay attention to the first sentence. After that, we don't mind. You can head out as you please, or just have this be your you can go to sleep to this. Peter Garrett made more decisions to protect the environment than any other Australian environment minister. During his term, Peter refused to approve the Traveston Dam in Queensland to protect the endangered Mary River turtle, ensured the successful World Heritage nomination of Ningaloo Reef in Western Australia, authorised the listing of the Kimberley region as an area of national heritage, initiated a world-class system of marine reserves, including declaring a conservation zone of 1 million square kilometres of the Coral Sea, instigated the successful International Court of Justice case against Japan's so-called scientific whaling, made record additions to Indigenous protected areas across northern Australia, including the Wardekin Jelk IPA covering over 1.3 million hectares, legislated a resale royalty scheme for visual artists, and negotiated and introduced Australia's first e-waste recycling scheme. But he did have that uranium mine. So
he did. So unfortunately,
I don't know.
It's a point system.
It's, yeah, it's hard to tell.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.